Recap 3. A. Let's listen. Sam's impressions.
Good morning, everyone. Today, for our series How Foreigners See America, we are interviewing Samantha, a young English girl who came to Evanston a few months ago and is going back to England tomorrow. Right, Samantha. How are you feeling right now on your last day here?
I don't think it has sunk in yet. I know I'm leaving tomorrow, but it still seems so far away, even though it's only in a few hours. And you know, it's a bit strange because I'm sad and happy at the same time.
What do you mean, Sam?
On the one hand, I'm going to leave the people I have lived with for several months now. They have become a sort of second family for me. They have all been so nice and friendly to me, and I'm sad to leave them because I don't know whether I'll ever see them again. And on the other hand, I've been missing my family so much. I'm very glad to see them again. Mum, Dad, my brothers, my grandparents, and all my English friends too. It's been so long without them. So you see, it's a strange feeling. Sadness to leave Evanston and excitement and happiness to fly back to Alverston.
Yes, I see. And I can easily understand how uncomfortable it must feel. Another question now, Samantha. How Foreigners See America is the title of our program. So my question is, from your own experience, how do you see America and Americans?
Right. American people are easygoing, I would say. They are open-minded, cheerful, welcoming and friendly, enthusiastic and helpful. I have never had any problems with anyone here. I get on well with everyone. You see, I can't even use the past when talking about them. I have a lot of friends. I have fun with them. I like spending time or going out with them. They are all so nice. People usually say English people are more distant and reserved than Americans, and I think they might be right.
I see. Any other major difference?
Food. There are lots of amazing restaurants, takeaway places, Tex-Mex and burger restaurants. I've tried lots of different and delicious foods. And what is striking here is the portion sizes. They are huge.
Are they? Any other differences?
Maybe the way Americans dress. Casually. Most Americans wear jeans to go to work or to go to school. In England, students have to wear a uniform. You know, for girls, a skirt and a blouse, and boys, a shirt, a tie and a jacket. In England, if you work in the city, for instance, you wear a suit. Here, people wear casual, less formal clothes.
Can you tell us something bad and something good that happened to you here? A good and a bad memory.
I've got more good memories than bad. Anyway, a bad memory. Oh, yes, I hurt my ankle during a basketball game and Tyrone drove me to the emergency room. I thought I would have to have a cast or even surgery. I wanted my mum then. Fortunately, my ankle was sprained, but not broken.
A good memory now?
I have got lots of good memories. My first meeting with Violet, Michael's grandmother, I was really impressed. She's so nice and told me so much about important facts and events in American history, including Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks. She taught me history through stories and anecdotes. That's the best way to learn. I have also travelled a lot and visited a lot of interesting places. I can't name them all. I went to Chicago several times. It's a fascinating city. I have taken a lot of photographs to show my parents and friends.
Right. Samantha, you have obviously been very happy here. I'd like to thank you for answering my questions.
You are welcome.
Have a nice flight tomorrow, and hold on to the good memories of your stay here. Farewell.